Rahman Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah, today we will have Surah Al-Kawthar. Surah Al-Kawthar is Surah number 108 from the Quran. I think all of you memorize Surah Al-Kawthar or not? You don't. Okay, so please open. Do you have... من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصلي لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. The English meaning is, verily we have granted you Al-Kawthar, therefore turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice, for he who hates you, he will be cut off. Okay. Actually, again, Surah Al-Kawthar is one of the surahs of the last chapter of the Quran, and it has the same actually meaning, which is a reminder of the hereafter and a reminder of the paradise and the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always giving the believers a message of encourage, help and support, so that they can follow the right path in their worldly life and have the paradise as final destination. Surah Al-Kawthar, according to Muslim, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of his companions, is saying, Anas, while we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the masjid, he dozed off into a slumber. Then he lifted his head smiling. We said, O Messenger of Allah, what has caused you to laugh? He said, verily a surah was just revealed to me. Then he recited, verily we have granted you Al-Kawthar, therefore turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice, for he who hates you, he will be cut off. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to his companion, do you know what is Al-Kawthar? So he replied, they said, O Messenger of Allah, we don't know. He replied, it is a river in paradise which my Lord has given me. It is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. There are birds in it whose necks are long like carrots. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Al-Kawthar is a river in paradise whose banks are of gold and it runs over barrels. Its water is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. Actually, this is the clarification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give abundant goodness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in verse number 2, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. It means, therefore, Allah will give you Al-Kawthar, therefore turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice, meaning just as we have given you the abundant goodness in this life and the hereafter, and from that is the river that he has been described previously, then make your obligatory and optional prayer and your sacrifice of animal sincerely for your Lord, worship him alone and don't associate any partner with him, and sacrifice browning his name alone without ascribing any partner to him. And actually this is the same meaning which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 160-163. Say, verily my salah, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are all for Allah, the Lord of all that exists. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslim. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. Actually, this means that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying here that He will give to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundant goodness in this life and in the hereafter. Accordingly, all the worship of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Muslims whom they are the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all their worship must be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their prayer, their sacrifice, their dua, their whatever worship they do, any deed actually in this life or anything, you must do it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long you believe that you believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. He has no partner. Why you only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has no partner. And of this I have been commanded. Choosing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not an option. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is not an option. Actually, we are commanded. Okay, you are commanded only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying in the Quran, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. This is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the third verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he who hates you, he will be cut off. Okay? What is the meaning? Indeed, he who hates you, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he hates what you have come with of guidance, truth, clear proof, and light, he is the most cut off. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a man called Abu Lahab. Okay, and actually next week, inshallah, we will know about him. Abu Lahab, he was the uncle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he said Muhammad has been cut off. Abu Lahab said about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad has been cut off tonight. Okay, when the son of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, okay, Abu Lahab was very happy because now Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't have any sons, he doesn't have any descendants. For the Arabs, not to have a son, you know, this means that you will not have a future, someone to hold your name, someone, you know, to remind the people around you. The son, not the girl. Okay? So when the son of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, Abu Lahab went out all around and he said, today Muhammad is cut off. He doesn't have any more sons. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, this is actually Abu Sa'd, he said, when the male sons of a man died, the people used to say he has been cut off. This is the Arabs, you know, this is the way how they think at that time. This is actually out of ignorance. Because in this life, you are responsible for your own self. Okay, you are not responsible for your sons. Okay, maybe you will have sons and your sons will be very bad. Okay, and they will give you very bad reputation after your death. Okay, it is not to have a son, it is to have a righteous son. Okay, and if you don't have a righteous son, actually, alhamdulillah, you can be a good worshipper to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, Allah will reward you according to your deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse number 3, is sending a message to everyone who said about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was cut off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, for he who hates you, he will be cut off. Okay, so that, you know, sisters, when you know and when you learn how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is defending Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you look around you nowadays and you notice that there are many people whom they are not respecting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they make cartoons about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one, you know, to defend Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.